This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
And welcome to the Wisdom. Thank you for being with us today. Today I want to talk to you about talking nonsense. So many people talk nonsense. They make it sound flowery. They put it together in a compatible way. They put it out to you as though it's fact. And yet there's no substance. We have a media that is expert at this. They'll show you a picture, but they won't let you hear the individual talking. They come up with their interpretation and expression of what they want you to get out of that person's speech. They don't give you the opportunity to make an informed decision by giving you the facts and information. This is what many, many people do. They're hiding their life behind the curtain of interpretation and expression and word jugglery so that they don't actually have to admit to themselves that they don't know what they're talking about, and they're living a life based on the fact you haven't discovered what they're really on about. This happens in relationships until someone actually finds out, wait a minute, this joker's lying to me. Then you immediately feel betrayed. You know, wait a minute, I was being honest to you. I wasn't concocting anything. And now I find that a third, a quarter, a half, most of what you said to me was concocted. It was to protect you and your interests and your status. You weren't actually dedicated to being honest and telling the truth. You were simply in defense mode, keeping anyone from noticing that you've got all sorts of skeletons in your closet. This is the mentality that is being propagated in our society that's making everybody feel uncertain. Because you don't have the confidence that you can count on their word. The word of a man is supposed to be one of the most precious things he owns. You give your word, it's an oath. You give your word, it's concrete. You can count on it. And that's what's dying. Everybody is into lying and deceiving and half-truths, white lies. No, it's either truth or it's lie. There's no white, black, brown, blue. It's not like that. It's where are you committed as an individual? What are you saying? What are you giving? Is it true or is it not true? Now, similarly, we come down to talking nonsense, and that's my subject today. When people just regurgitate things they've heard from other people. We get this so much, I just could cry sometimes, with people talking about other people. They always want to deflect the interest off of themselves because they don't want you to pry, or they don't want you to find out, or they don't want you to know what they're really up to. And so they talk about, it can be the neighbor, it can be the neighbor's cat. They talk about anything other than themselves. They talk nonsense. They repeat things they've heard without verifying them to be true. They repeat things they've heard about third parties. Oh, so-and-so said that they did this or that. Who's they? Who's so-and-so? Who are you? This is all gossip. And we have a society that's gossiping all the time. Why? Because the news, the information, the newspapers are all spin. There is only a minute portion of truth in them. Everybody is regurgitating spin. They say this is it, and it's not. I was listening to a program the other night, and he was talking about specifically the issue that the Western countries were accusing Russia of moving troops into the border of Ukraine. And they showed pictures of tanks. But the man actually took the time to investigate those pictures and search them down and found out they weren't just a month or so ago. They were 7 years ago pictures. And so as soon as there was pressure put on the producers of that article about this Russia moving troops and moving equipment, they backed off. They dropped the subject and didn't talk about it again because it was concocted. Now, did they come back and say, oh, sorry, ladies and gentlemen, but we boo-booed that. It was actually a bad picture. They aren't actually doing what we thought they were. The people that told us that were had an ulterior purpose to it. It wasn't true. No, 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 no. They don't do that. They leave you to think the Russians are moving troops. And this is going on all over the planet in a media corrupt and controlled by corrupt governments. So the people are regurgitating this stuff at the coffee shop. They're regurgitating this stuff among their families. In their lives, they're building their life and making decisions on the information they're getting through the media, and it has no truth in it. This is a very dangerous situation because you end up subjected to misinformation that will directly affect your life, and you will be caught out. You thought it was A when it was actually B. There's a movie, an Eddie Murphy movie called Trading Places. And the whole storyline in there was that they're saying one thing, but it's actually the other to make financial gain. And in the end, Eddie Murphy and his mates, they pull the same trick on the big boys. They catch them out by telling them one thing when it's actually the opposite. Well, that's what's going on in our society. That is what's happening on a daily basis. They're telling us one thing and it's actually not. So we get all this deception. It doesn't matter how high in the government you go, how high in the local or national or administration or health department or anything. It's all based on the same thing. Nonsense. Concoction, deception, lying, misinformation, disinformation. This is not the human experience. This is evil. For someone to knowingly be misinforming you is past the human responsibility of being honest and compassionate to each other. There is no spiritual recourse for this. This is called sinful actions, sinful activities. So we're in the situation where people are speaking nonsense of multitudes of varieties. The news, the media of all types, radio, television, newspaper, magazines, they are all regurgitating concocted stories, proven. I'm not making any of this up, I guarantee you. You just have to investigate better than you have been and you'll prove it to yourself. Okay? Now, this does not lead to the growth and maturity, advancement of civilization. Now, in the Vedic literature, it says that a person should not talk. He should be silent until he has control over his mind and senses such that he will not deceive and lie and abuse his right to speak. It's stated in there, sometimes the spiritual master will tell the disciple, you remain silent for so many years. Knowing that that's how long it'll take the disciple to get control of himself so that he won't be spreading the disinformation. Now, how do we know when someone is actually in control of themselves and is worth listening to? It's pretty obvious you can't trust the car salesman and the lawyer and the politician. They are constantly concerned about themselves, their dollar, their image, their freedoms to lord it over others. But how do you recognize someone who actually is worthy of listening to? The answer is very simple. He speaks about the science of God. He has perfected it. He understands it. He is called a liberated soul. He is aware of the conclusions of the Vedic literature. He is able to delineate that literature in proper perspective without deviation. That person should be listened to. Because you will get truth. The subsequent aspects of the information or of the subject will stack up honestly upon the primary information. So what you've learned in your life that is true will be confirmed by the self-realized soul. And yet additional information that you've not gleaned yet will be imparted to you so that you can then build further awareness, further understandings, gain further control over the mind and senses. This is human evolution in acting, in work. This is what we're supposed to do from day dot till day death. We are constantly supposed to be expanding and improving our understanding, our self-control, and our involvement in truthful representation of the facts for the upliftment of the consciousness of the humans and the protection of the lower species and animals and nature. We have a society that is the opposite, exploitation right down the line for self-interest. We have few major corporations that run so much of the natural resources and are ruining the planet's water, air, and food supply to make the money off of resources. Fracking, poisoning water, billions of liters of water poisoned every day to get a little bit of oil they don't really need. So the insanity of this mentality contaminates the human growth cycle. Talking nonsense and self-interest is a crime, an offense upon the advancement of the human civilization. If you're not basing what you say and do and what you speak out your mouth on truth, shut up. There is no benefit in regurgitating and recycling misinformation that you picked up from some unreliable source or some source that has another alternative plan. We have to wake up to the fact this planet has two plans. One is of the people to uplift themselves and become a better society, organized, coordinated, and harmonious. And the other plan is the control of the few elite at the top to depopulate the planet and control it all. All of it. Everything. From the weather, the planet, the water, the food, the trees, every resource, every mineral, all of it. They want total control, and they don't need us because we want to share it. They don't want to share it. They want to control it and sell it. So our plan for prosperity is inverse to their plan of dominance. And that's why all of you listening, all of you, see something's wrong with our society. What is it going to lead to? What are we going to do? Why do we have these problems? This is why. Talking nonsense, self-interest, arrogance, evil-minded dominance of the few, of the many by the few. That's what's happening. You may be happy watching your Ford commercial on television. You may be happy in your new vibrator recliner chair. You may have everything. You may pay all the bills and have money left over. You may be buying your third investment property. But none of that will save you from the deception that's going on, where you don't have control over your food and water, air and money, news, information. You don't have control over those things. And frankly, those are necessities of life. You can't even travel if they cut off the fuel. You can't even sustain if they cut off the electricity. You are not growing and contributing food to the food chain. You are a user when it comes to eating. And the same thing when it comes to water. You're a user. Are you purifying water anywhere? Are you protecting any sources of water? Are you doing any contribution to the necessities of life? Most people can't say yes. So to those people, there is an adjustment that needs to be made in their consciousness. It needs to be made in their actions and behavior. You have to get out of this talking nonsense and study what is the responsibility of a living entity in the human form of life. That responsibility is yours. Human form of life is not like animal life. Human life means responsible. How are you being responsible, taking and enjoying and pushing the other guy and trying to beat him to the post? Where is your compassion? Where is your protection for the resources on the planet that are to be shared as one family under God's control, under God's resources? Everyone's trying to make you think, steal the resources from God through nature's hand and sell it to somebody else and make that money and gloat. Ha, 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 I have more money than you have. I'm therefore more intelligent. You should honor me. This is ignorance at the worst level because it contaminates the sources, the resources for everyone else. The intelligent man has to rise above these concepts. He has to understand the right thing to talk about is the coordination of all living entities' conscious development to become servants of God and to work cooperatively caring for each other like God wants it done. You're not here to show how arrogant and cool you are. You're to show how compassionate, caring, loving, intelligent, merciful God is. That's a servant. You're not the boss. You're the servant. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is the boss. And we don't have good examples. There isn't anybody acting like a servant. These politicians, they pretend to be, and they mitigate little teeny problems and try to feel righteous about it. School teachers, the same thing. Many different companies. Oh, we're not contaminating that much. Hello? Excuse me? Whose estimation is this that much? None is not much. None is the only not much. So we have a situation where it's over to the individual now. It isn't a social standard. It isn't a governmental standard. It isn't an educational standard. It isn't a religious standard. It's all, that is all based on selfishness and deception. The individuals must spiritualize their life with self-control, with focus on their responsibility in the human form of life. Not their desires. We are all supposed to rise above the materialistic conception of life, the selfishness conception of life, because there's a huge need of servants. We have plenty of selfish people. We don't need more. That's Gandhi's phrase. There is enough for every man's need, but not enough for every man's greed. So look at yourself. How greedy are you? Are you taking care of your needs? And then how much more? Are you seeing to helping anyone else take care of their needs? All the kids? Huh? Oh, yeah, I have to do that. Anybody else? I had somebody say to me about an hour ago, I just heard the prime minister say that he appreciates living in a country with no poverty. And the guy goes, well, I would like to live in a country with no poverty, but it isn't this country. And I said, there isn't any country that has no poverty. They just hide it. The media won't admit it. The politicians won't cop to it either. But it's there. It's everywhere. More people are under the standard of living than there are on it and above it. And it's getting worse every friggin' year. And the people at the top that are riding cruisy, they deny it. And they pump it through their media system, and they pump it through their business system, and they pump it through all these arrogant people that won't listen, won't contribute, and never produce food. They push it all that everything's great, and that we're actually solving the problems, and there's no evidence to prove it. Where's the development of love of God? Where is the benevolence? Where is the altruistic mentality, the philanthropic activities, mentality in people? These people that make buckets of money, they're not sharing it. They're taking it offshore. So they can gloat over another society. Oh, we have so much. Mm-hmm. We work hard. We work overseas. And the people over there go, oh, you didn't make it off of me. Okay, you made it overseas. Okay, well, that's okay then. No. Once you have everything you can dream of, why do you need to take more? It's called insanity, psychopathic mentality. Deny it. Deny that you have too much. Deny you should be held responsible for taking more than is your share. From the Lord's point of view, you get what you need. That's the Lord's point of view. If you have more, you have to do good with it. And if you're not doing good with it and seeing to the advancement of other people's lives, conscious lives, you become an offender. You're taking God's property unnecessarily. You may have a nice bank balance, but you wasted so many natural resources. It's like you travel through a forest where they've logged it. We came in and we clear fell this property and took 6,000 trees off of it. But there's 2,500 more dead ones laying on the ground, making a total friggin' mess of the place. And there's little trees that we're trying to get up that have been trampled, destroyed. And there's broken branches and rubble everywhere. This is the modern method. The rainforest of Brazil. All of the rainforest. There was a massive rainforest in North America, or forest in North America. Another massive forest in Canada. And they're gone. We're down to 3% of the global forest is left. Now, forest produces the air we breathe. How stupid can man get to destroy the resources of his own breath? Well, the Lord put enough trees here, enough area here, enough oxygen here for everybody to live healthy. But crazy men are in there killing, not just taking the trees, knocking it down and making a mess and leaving all this and killing the young ones and etc., etc. Irresponsible. And we have that, whether it's in the food production or in the forests or in any other aspect of production from the land, the corporates are doing an irresponsible, horrible job. And they're breaking every environmental law. They're trying to get the environmental laws repealed. They ignore them. They say, oh, it'll take us 15 years to get the emissions of this power plant within the regulatory standard, but we're working on it. If we shut down that plant, they could have that regulatory standard ready in 12 months. But since there's nobody making them act responsibly, it'll take us a lot of time. And in the meantime, nature, the planet, the air, which means the people and the children, the food chain, all the lower species of life suffer. So a few rich corporates can deny their responsibility, rape the planet, and use it how they see fit to have a big bank balance and gloat over others. This is not human. This is psychopath. This is insane. A real human has a firm commitment to the truth and is firmly compassionate to all beings. And he lives simple according to his need. That is a real human. Now, you're not even being trained that that's the way to live. Hopefully, and at a minimum, do unto others as others do unto you. That's about as general as it's gotten now. The higher status is the higher concept of life. Don't talk nonsense. Don't take more than you need. Develop love of God. Care, share, and be compassionate. Commit yourself to the truth. Improve your consciousness, your behavior, your control of your mind and your tongue. First, urgently, constantly, don't repeat the nonsense that everyone else is regurgitating. Don't believe lies. Educate yourself. Look into the things that you're being told to find out if they're true. And it doesn't help to take something you read in the newspaper and look it up on the internet where you find out what the radio station said. You suddenly go, oh, it's the same article. Oh, okay, I'll check over on this radio television station. Oh, it's the same article. Oh, well, here's an article in a magazine. Oh, it's the same article. Well, I can't check out if that's true or not because all of them are saying the same story. How do I know if it's true? Aha! Now you have a challenge. Now you have something worth doing instead of talking gossip. Well, the ultimate challenge, the ultimate subject is, how does one develop love of God? How does one become noticed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead for his proper actions and behavior? They're not telling you that either. You can look that up in this religion, that religion, the next religion, this method, this industry, that media. You can look it up in any friggin' way you want. You get the same story. They're not talking about it. It's a godless society that's raping the planet and betraying the people. So you're going to have to work on your own, and you're going to have to seek intelligent, realized souls and inquire from them. You must accept the spiritual master in the disciplic succession under Vedic knowledge. They are committed, totally committed to the truth that it does not get deviated as it's passed down the line, so you can have a source where you can confirm what's really going on, when you can see in proper perspective, where you can learn how to improve your character, your actions, and your goal. This is the intelligent level. You should take the intelligent path. You're in a human form of life. That means you have good intelligence. You're in the Western world. You have all opportunity, free time, and finance, etc., as required. You could get yourself out of this cycle of talking nonsense and become a self-realized soul and change some of these other problems because you see them clear enough to know what you're dealing with. Psychopathic people at the top who belittle anything and everyone and never admit their mistake. And if caught out for being doing or making a mistake, attack he who tells the truth. Wake up to this situation. Stop talking nonsense and wasting your time. Get yourself a cause. Find something that stirs your heart and learn. Get a spiritual point of view of that subject. Get God's perspective on that subject. And stand up. Get the change to happen. Make it happen. Be a responsible human, not a gossiper.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.